Here's another state track and field update coming to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. A beautiful Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun, temperatures in the low 80s. Beautiful afternoon now for state track festivities. The Class 1A morning session has just concluded, along with 4A. The boys shuttle hurdle for Class 1A. The Coon Rapids Baird Crusader boys, they finish 18th with a time of 104.74. They finished 4th in heat number 2. Again, that was good for 18th overall. Lucas Obert, Johnny Cortez, Parker Hayes, and Cal Hayden, the four making up that shuttle hurdle team. They do not qualify for Saturday's final with that 18th place finish. A bunch of field events going on right now. We've got girls 3A discus going on right now. Olivia Rowetter finished 6th in section 1, or flight 1. She is currently there in that 6th position with a throw of 110 feet 5 inches on her second throw. Trey Hunter of Carroll is in the 3A boys high jump. He cleared 5.11 on his second attempt, waiting on his second jump here shortly. Ben Gerken of Kemper is in the 2A boys long jump, and his first jump was the jump of record, a 19 feet, 8.75 inch jump, good for 5th in flight number 1. Ben Gerken currently top 8, hoping to advance to the final round. And then the other events coming up shortly, we've got the girls shot put for Class 2A. Flight number 1 is going on right now. We have two girls competing in flight 2, Ellie Sybil of Kemper and Kira Hammond of South Central Calhoun. But again, Coon Rapids Baird, they finish 18th in the boys shuttle hurdle for Class 1A, and that will wrap up our 1A coverage for today. The highlights from the morning for Class 1A. We'll see if we can run through those really quickly. We had three medalists, or at least medalist-to-be, as the Arweva girls shuttle hurdle team qualified for Saturday's final, finishing 7th overall here today. They will earn medals after their final performance Saturday morning. Let's see, the other finalists that we have, as I flip through my mountain of paperwork here, Madison Steckler of Audubon set a school record in the girls 200 meter dash. She is a finalist. That'll be Saturday at 1:55. It was a 26:19. Her time of record in that event. So congratulations to Madison Steckler of Audubon. And lastly, the ICAM Manning Wolves in the boys 4x800. They finished 4th with a time of 8:14.96. Reed Henners, Hunter Smith, Ben Ramsey, and Caden Keller. Congratulations to those folks. 1A is in the books for today. It's all 2A and 3A the rest of the way from now until about 7 o'clock tonight. This update has been brought to you by Western Iowa Networks, DMAC, Audubon Rec Center, and Plastico. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.